This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Supporters of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation say it's not enough to fight detractors. An op-ed at lifenews.com points out that the judge is an ardent defender of the First Amendment. Concerning his critics, they point to the discovery that Judge Kavanaugh is deeply committed to making rulings that discard his own political view of even abortion, and instead that look to see what the Constitution, legislation, and precedent offer individual cases. The story is being told about how the University of New Mexico has begun to turn away from abortion and an abortion specimen scandal. A successful alum turned a UNM appeal for a donation into a meeting with the new university president. Eric Pillmore, who happens to be regarded as an icon in institutional ethics, met and carefully took apart the falsehoods the school president had been given by abortion-friendly staffers. This is Life News Radio.
Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today.
Over the weekend, the Susan B. Anthony List began an election ad campaign to show pro-life voters in West Virginia how Senator Joe Manchin supports Planned Parenthood. If the radio and TV campaign elects a pro-life Republican challenger, it could keep U.S. Senate control away from abortion advocates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.